What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Let's lift up those hands and just appreciate the Lord once again this evening. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your great mercy over our lives, your unfailing love, your loving kindness, your tender mercies upon us, in which we boast, in which we have our boast. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this great meeting, Lord. Thank you because the blessing of God has been in manifestation, anointing of your spirit falling upon us like rain. We are not the same people. We thank you. Tonight again, I yield myself as a tool and vessel in your hands. I ask that you think through my mind and speak through my lips. Let it be all of you and none of me. I publicly declare before your people that except you manifest yourself in this place, I'll fall flat upon my face. I'm relying upon you to bring forth that which is required, necessary, and needful to bring my contribution to this meeting. Thank you because we're all changed in your presence. We vow to give you the glory and honor and praise. As always, we'll be content to receive the blessing. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' precious name. And all that agree with that prayer, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that agree with that prayer, shout glory, 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 glory. Well, why don't you slap your neighbor a high five and say it's good to be in Faith Adventure 2019. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Then you kindly be seated in God's holy presence. Hallelujah. Wow. I said, wow. I don't know about you, but it's just good to be here. I'm just so honored and privileged to be at Faith Adventure 2019. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe it's the best one yet. I don't know about you. Because Proverbs 4:18 said, the path of a just man is as a shining light. Something is about to bust in this place. I really just feel like I'm not even necessarily talking about this meeting. I mean this conference, this ministry, this church, these churches, our lives. I really feel like something is about to bust. That God is in a hurry to do some great, great things. God is in a hurry to put you in the face of kings and princes. God is in a hurry to put you right in territories. And I feel like telling somebody here tonight, ready or not, God has come upon you. Ready or not, God has fallen upon you. Ready or not, He has come upon you. Just lift up your hands and thank Him tonight. We're talking about souls. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, it's so important for us to understand that the zenith, the ultimate, the spear point of all of our efforts is souls. We keep telling people that, you see, every other thing you're doing is undercover. Wherever you are placed there strategically for the sake of the souls of men. You may be doing business in deep waters. You may be a career person, professional person, and developing and following God's plan and path for your life. But for every season of your life, God has placed you there for a reason. Every season of your life, every opportunity of your life, you think you are in school, you think you're in a certain stage of ministry, you think you're in a certain stage of life. For every season of your life, God has placed you there for a reason. There are people that are in that season of your life that God has prepared and opened their hearts just for you. Let me rephrase it. He has opened their hearts and prepared you, praise the Lord, or prepared them to be able to connect with you. For the gospel's sake. I tell you the truth, in these days, we are undercover people, and I tell you, you can't serve the cause of the gospel and put the gospel first and be last. You can't put the gospel first and the gospel and the owner of the gospel won't take care of you. Are you here, somebody? And I'm sure that when you begin to come alive to that fact and put the gospel first, get ready for the greatest adventures of your life. Faith adventures. They are gospel adventures. God will move heaven and earth and put you in places for the gospel's sake. Be sitting down and doing business and negotiating for billions of dollars and billions of pounds or millions of pounds or dollars or whatever you're doing. But as far as God is concerned, there's somebody that He wants to put you in that person's face that does not watch Christian television, that cares less about the Bible. But because of that opportunity you have, men think you are in business, but you know that you're in a place of divine opportunity. You're meeting face to face people that would never have contacted the gospel if you had not been there. So men think you're doing business. Men think you're going for your PhD. Men think you're doing your career. Men think you're taking the city, but the city really is not the city. The city is the spoil in the city. And what is the spoil in the city? The souls of men. The souls of men. So it's very important. So I mean, man, that just blessed me. It almost took me off. I almost felt like keep talking about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it's so important. Praise the name of the Lord. Your future is tied to the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Help me tell your neighbor, your future is tied to the gospel. And I love what Reverend Tokula said about platforms. Your platform is the place wherein you currently stand. Listen, your present experience, good, bad, ugly, sweet, sour, bitter, no matter how you want to categorize it, it is all preparing you to be a specialized hook to connect with somebody's soul. Your story is the only story that will open somebody's heart. And God will position you through the vicissitudes or through the pathways of life and the experience of life. Like Reverend Tokula said, whether or not you feel good or you feel like there's a manifestation you desire in your life that's not yet happening, but the pathways of your life are always blessed and anointed if you put the gospel first. Wherever you go, you become a dragnet to drag people into the gospel. Are you here, somebody? Do you know that God can make you fly business class or first class just to talk to somebody? I said, just to talk to somebody? I said, just to talk to somebody? Do you know that God can put you in the face of kings and princes? Oh, I love the account of the Apostle Paul. You see, the Apostle Paul, when you read the book of Acts of the Apostles, on his way, when there was a riot of the Jews and on the city and everything for his sake, and they took him into custody, and they put him in front of Festus and Felix. Remember, those rulers, those Roman rulers in the place that he was at that time. You know that at one point, they looked at the Festus and Felix looked at themselves and said, this guy could have been released if he did not appeal to Caesar. Paul sensed that they were going to release him, but he knew in his heart that the Lord had told him that his destiny, like Reverend was telling us, Adam was telling us in the morning about prophecy and fulfilling prophecy. The Lord had told him that you're going to testify of me before kings. So as soon as he sensed that these guys are going to release him by himself, he was not led by the Holy Ghost. He just used his ogbon by himself. He said, I appeal to Caesar. Because he knew he had to stand before Caesar. Glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. See, life becomes sweet when you get a hold of purpose. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Money is like dust. Favor is like dust. Increase is like dust. Access, influence, affluence, they're like dust. They just serve us. Because on the highway and traffic of life, these things position us to bring in men to the gospel. To Christ. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The city is ours. I said, the city is ours. When we say the city is ours, the spoil thereof is also ours. And the spoil of the city is men. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the spoil of the city is men. I said, the spoil of the city is men. God will do anything. I love what Joseph said. He said, when God speaks a word or promise, and he puts the entire corporate structure of heaven behind it. The entire corporate structure of heaven, all the angels, all the anointed, every power of the blood sacrifice is behind an individual who has embraced this gospel as the reality of your life. You don't see yourself in any other light in the gospel. I tell you, it's not just, you can't remain in low places because God has people everywhere. And the way you're looking at me like this, praise the name of the Lord, your unique story is the only thing that opens somebody's heart for Christ. Your unique story. The uniqueness of your tailor-made story is the only thing that open men's hearts for Christ. Are you here, somebody? So God will take you and redeem everything the devil has intended for evil in your life and put you in a place or put you in places. And these cities or territories are tailor-made because God has seen the spoil in them. And the spoil in them, like I said, is men. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, and you'll pull them and you'll drag them. You see, for people like us, me and you, success, abundance, prosperity, however we want to describe it, influence, affluence, is not a status symbol. It is a tool. I said it's not a status symbol. It's a tool. For us in the kingdom of God, abundance is our birthright. It's not something that we try and do or manifest to show anybody anything. It's who we are. Fish swim. The righteous are wealthy. Dogs bark. The righteous are healed. Oh, kalaboseke. Eagles or birds fly. The righteous are influential and affluential. I just created the word, don't worry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it's our nature. When something is your nature and your lifestyle, you're not doing to prove anything to anybody. Are you here, somebody? But it's my nature and it's my lifestyle. It's my evident manifestation because of what God has called me to in Christ and done for me in Christ, which I've embraced. But I now see it not as a status symbol, but as a tool. So I defeat that in my mind. It's not a status symbol. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a vehicle, it's an avenue, it's a tool for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love how Kenneth Copeland was mentioned the fact that God can send you halfway across the world and fly you halfway across the world just for one soul. One soul. And I remember one time that Rehab Bonnke was talking and trying to interpret the value of one soul. I'd never seen it that way before. He said, do you know what it costs for God to get one soul in apart from the blood of Jesus? Now, the manifestation of the fruit of that blood coming that a soul will accept what Jesus did. He said, do you know what it cost? He said, it costs the anointing of God in raising all the servants of God and all the subsidiary ministries that influence the servants of God all the way down the line. For example, if somebody preached the gospel to me and I got saved, somebody preached the gospel to the person who preached the gospel to me, and somebody preached the gospel to the person who preached the gospel that preached the gospel to me. So you can see how the chain is going. Do you know the amount of money involved and invested when you sum total it for one soul to be saved is a sum total of every single influence that caused that person to be saved? Every crusade, every television program, and then the things that you can't, the intangibles now, your intercession, praise the name of the Lord. Your yieldedness, your willingness, your strength, your prayer, the things that are intangible, and then the money. So what it costs God to get one soul saved? Are you here, somebody? So I mean, this thing that Reverend Tukula said, just enter because that's what, you know, it just entered my spirit. Because honestly speaking, that is the fulcrum, you know, the spear point of our story. These cities we're talking about, yes, it is true, they're manifested blessings, they're corporations, they're whatever, but the things are, what is the spoil in the cities? Is men. The Lord said in Ezekiel chapter 30, I think it's 36 or 37, said, and all of you men, you're all my flock, the sheep of my pasture. He said, all of you are men. It's souls that God wants. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. So your easiest way to influence and affluence is to embrace this gospel and to live for it. Sir, ma, be a business person for the gospel's sake. If you're a business person for the gospel's sake, you go hunting in deep waters. You'll not be fishing in shallow waters. You know, we're coming up sometimes when you're going around and visiting or playing with your friends, you go behind the, sometimes you have, you know, these little streams that are in towns, little streams. And you see boys taking, you know, corn stalk or something like that with sticks and putting a thread and then putting a bent over needle pin and then fishing. There's some kind of fish that you can get in your backyard stream, but there's a kind of fish that you can't get until you go deep sea. And you know that one, they use trawlers, automated machines with big hooks. Some of you who have been offshore will know and see. May I have not been there, I've seen them and I've had people describe it. And those ones, the bait of those fish is fish that you cannot carry. You know, there's some edible fish that are so massive, they can be like maybe the middle of this stage like this. But that is bait for other fish. That is like the worm you use for your little fish in the backyard. Are you here, somebody? Well, guess what, guys? This season, you're going deep sea fishing. Enough of this shallow fishing. You are taking your cities in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you're going there on a mission. When you know you have a mission, you don't go for the small thing. You go for mede. You go for the real one. Are you here, somebody? Somebody said, if you're going to eat frog, you better eat a fat one. You're going for the gospel. Let's go for the gospel. And if we're going for the gospel, let's take it unashamed. You see, people on your renewed minds, wealth can be a problem for them. But wealth is our nature, is our lifestyle. Is a tool for us to get the job done. And we're not relenting. We're not looking back. We're not arguing. We're not complaining. We set our face like a flint. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going for what God has for us. Jezebel described a blessing. He said the Lord inspired him one time, and he described a blessing as an instrument through which the favor of God flows, bringing help, hope, and healing to the hurting and preventing misfortune in their lives. That's why we're going. That's why we're taking cities. Are you here, somebody? Because without the gospel, the primary misfortune on earth, glory to God forevermore, is a man spending eternity in hell. The second misfortune is a man who has been redeemed on this earth, living like he's in hell. That's a tragedy. To waste the blood. Now that we have been saved, you have to get yourself in order so you can go and save others. Are you here, somebody? Listen, I believe that God wants you to enjoy whatever you call it, a manifested blessing is, just take the city for His, I mean, it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But there is a double responsibility. Because a true son will want his father's heart to be constantly pleased. Are you here, somebody? So we understand what it's all about. Praise God forevermore. Well, somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 10:15. Praise the Lord. I just do what's in my heart and step aside. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. We talked about that a little bit in the morning session, had the privilege of sharing. And we mentioned the fact that there is a labor of the foolish, where is every one of them? But the point I want to emphasize right now is, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Hallelujah. That means there is a specific city for you. The city is talking about your place. Are you here, somebody? It's your inheritance. Glory to God forevermore. It's a sum total of the influence and the affluence that God has marked out for you to walk in this life. Amen. I remember the spear point of it is because there are things in that place. Well, I won't call them things. There are people. There is a harvest in that place that God has for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And God wants this city subdued for the kingdom's sake. Praise the Lord. So the child of God now sees every movement of the goodness of God in their life. Yes, not just to satisfy themselves, but they look at it from the responsibility aspect of it. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You see, and I feel that it's important for us to talk about these things in church because, for example, some people get a wrong message because, a wrong impression. For example, somebody was telling me, one of our ministers in church was telling me recently that somebody met him when he was out, evangelizing somewhere. There are these places where drug addicts, hang out. I don't know what they call them here, but in Jos, they call them jungles. That's what they call them in Jos, jungles. So they were out ministering there and everything. So he met one of these guys there. I don't think that guy was actually in the outskirts, but he was living in that environment or neighborhood. So when they heard about, he was passing out, flyers and just sharing the gospel and things like that. So when they found out it was this, he was part of our church. They now said, that pastor, we like that pastor, blah, 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 that will come to your church and all that. And this one, we know him very well. He's not, they say he's not talking about jet. I said, well, in the first place, maybe he has not been hearing my messages. I said, in the second place, I told him, I said, go and advise him. If he's coming here because he thinks that I'm not a jet pastor, he's going to be offended. So he better not just come here at all. I hear somebody. Because see, people in their mind is all messed up. Their mind is all messed up. See, they don't understand that somebody can be righteous, rich, wealthy, holy, upright, integrous. They don't understand that because the system, this world's all messed up. I hear somebody. They don't understand that you can live in a place where anything you see around you by influence, your mind is renewed to the point that it's simply a tool, not a status symbol. So there's a city for you, there's a place for you. And part of the responsibility of taking that place, apart from knowing the techniques and know-how, which I sure has been ministered and will keep being ministered in this conference, is the fact that there is a particular place for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? I say, are you here, somebody? So God has that place mapped out for you. And as you exercise your faith and release your faith, you must understand that God is not just responding to your faith that you're exercising and saying that He's just going to create something for you right now. He has already marked out a place for you. Praise the name of the Lord. I say, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But like we heard also in the morning when Rev was teaching, it has been given to us, the city has been given to us, but we must take it. So I want to share a few thoughts this evening on taking the city. Are you here, somebody? And you might not hear something you've not heard before, but that's all right. I feel like when you come to any good meeting, there must be re-emphasizing of truth. There must be a re-establishment of truth so we can take ownership of that truth from degree to degree to degree. Hallelujah. So the city has been conquered. It has been given to us. Are you here, somebody? But we must take it. Amen. Just like what Christ has done for us in His death, burial, and resurrection is all out there in the realm of the spirit, but we must take it. We must convert it to this physical place where we are to enjoy it. So that's the taking of it. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. I know you're helping me. Praise the Lord. You see, when you embrace that mentality, that understanding, and you begin to see the subject matter we're talking about in the light of your divine responsibility, praise the name of the Lord, you will understand that you cannot afford to be small anymore. You see, responsibility has come upon you. You can't afford to be small anymore. Are you here, somebody? I mean, my heart always bleeds when we come to meetings like this. I always tell myself, I mean, the whole city should be gathered here. No, not just the city, the whole world should be gathered around this message. You can't afford it. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, it's an act of selfishness for you to settle. You see, you've taken a responsibility upon yourself because you're like a mighty tree who casts a shade. The mightier the tree, the mightier the shade. And the more the birds of the air that can hang in the shade of that tree. Are you here, somebody? So one of the things I'll be mentioning to us tonight is that that place that you have been is too small. I've come to tell you it's too small. It does not matter how much influence you have seen. God wants you. You know, there was a time the Spirit of God spoke to me and I didn't, you know, I can't say I have it's just a word of the Lord to me. I can't say that. Well, one thing I took it. I know he was specifically to me, but I believed it because the Bible said, Proverbs 4:18, the path of a just man is as a shining light that shineth more and more to the perfect day. I said, do you know something? He said, at every point in time in your life, you have the capacity to be at least, at the very least, 10 times more. I don't know why he said that. I don't know why he didn't say 100 or 1,000. I don't know why 10. But that's how it came to me. But whether it's 10 or 20, at any point in time in your life, you have the capacity to be many times more. What is going to make you stretch? A sense of divine responsibility. Not greed, not covetousness, but divine responsibility. Oh, hallelujah. What's going to make you stretch? Because more people have got to hear this gospel. Are you here, somebody? More people have got to be snatched out of the dominion of darkness. And it is this gospel alone that has the power to get that done. So when you embrace that, increase for you becomes a divine responsibility. It's not a fad. It's not just a feel-good doctrine. It's a divine mandate and divine responsibility. Like God gave us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28. He said, be blessed, be fruitful, multiply, dominate, there, subdue it. You see, there was a divine mandate, a divine plan to spread the Garden of Eden to all the earth. Are you here, somebody? It was an urgency in God's spirit. Praise the Lord. So, sir, ma, please. That place you are is too small. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you should not tolerate disease in your body. Apart from the fact that Jesus paid for it, you need a healthy body to do the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. That's why you don't tolerate worry in your life. Because with a worried mind, you can't hear God. You can't listen to God. You frustrate the flow of the grace of God. That's why you don't tolerate these things. Because there's something ahead of you that is many times bigger than today. And you're entering it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have entered it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's too small for you, sir. It's too small for you, ma. Oh, thank God for the 1 million naira that came into your hand. But that's just the beginning. You're not greedy, but see 100 million. You're not greedy, but see 1 billion. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to buy hats and cars with it. How many are you going to buy? Are you somebody? There's something you're going to do with it. Oh, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a responsible son, he son and she son, that place you are is too small. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Say it's growing. Say it must grow. Say it's expanding. Say it must expand. Say it is shooting out branches and is taking over the entire earth. Isaiah 27 verse 6 said, they that are of Judah shall take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill this earth with fruit. Can I have that? We'll come back to 2 Kings 6. They that are of Jacob, and that's you. You're the seed of Abraham, shall take root. Take root in what? Take root in the knowledge of what Christ has done for you. You take root in that knowledge, you will bring forth fruit. And then he said, Israel, Isaiah 27 verse 6, shall blossom and bud and fill this earth with fruit. See, multiplication and fruitfulness is part of God's nature. Oh, hallelujah. So it's our nature. So it's not humble to be small.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's anti your nature, unless you don't want to take the responsibility of it. Let me tell you the truth. But when you go and look at it, by even statistics and everything, you see that it is, look at it now, naturally speaking, it is, they say it's just between, it's about 3% of the earth that controls 97% of the earth's resources. Now look at that. Are you here, somebody? And the Bible calls us the believers the remnant. Isn't that right? Now look at this. That means that, listen, if you don't rise up and take your place, blessed be the name of the Lord, some things around this earth system are going to suffer casualty. And the main thing that will suffer casualty is the souls of men. Are you here, somebody? A lot of us travel abroad and see how Western civilization and culture is and how liberalism has taken them over. Somebody is going to have to break out and subdue the systems of this world. It might as well be you, because God has ordained for it to be you. So taking territories for you, taking nations for you, is not a matter, is a matter of divine responsibility. We must see it that way. It's not a matter of luxury. It's a matter of divine responsibility. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud. Say, that's me. Say, blossom. Bud. Feel. Say, blossom. Say, bud. Say, feel. Fill where? Heaven with fruit. The face of the world with fruit. What is that fruit? That fruit is the knowledge of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? And the things that come with that gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. That's why we come and get instructed. This is God's plan. Blossom, bud, fill the earth with fruit. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold now, the place. You see, that's the city. That's your place. Where we dwell with you is too straight for us. That thing was really just burning my spirit. So I said, I might as well just say it. Anyhow we land, we just land. Are you here, somebody? The place where we dwell with you is too straight for us. Straight means constricted. It means hindered. I'm here to announce to you by the word of the Lord, the place where you are is too small for you. There's a divine plan for you that's bigger from where you are. Listen, we are motivated by love, not selfishness. You know why love increases and expands? You know why God gave his son for the whole earth? Is love, love motivated him to do that. So love is a primary motivator of increase for us. The place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Praise the name of the Lord. No, you don't need enough for yourself, your wife, your children. Thank God you want to get married. Thank God you have wife, children. But you don't need enough for your wife and children. You need enough for the world. It's too straight for us. Verse 2. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where he may dwell. And Elisha answered them, go ye. Isaiah chapter 49. You know, the way it came to me, it has nothing to do with this scripture, what the sons of prophets, is a message I heard here. Are you here, somebody? And I saw Elisha, like the Father God, and I saw the sons of the prophet, like the sons of the kingdom, you and me. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know that God always will say, go ye. Every time you say the place is too small for me, God say, you selfish, I mean, you greedy, covetous, you say, go ye. You know, that go is the same go in the new Great Commission, into all the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So your motivation for increase, very important. Are you here, somebody? I said, very important. Verse 19, please. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants. He's talking about restoration here. Thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants. And they that swallow thee up shall be far away. Verse 20. The children which thou shall have after thou hast lost the other shall say again in thine ears, the place is too straight or narrow or constricted for me. Give place for me that I may dwell. If you be honest with yourself, something is crying inside you tonight. I'm bigger than this. Oh, glory to God. I'm more than this. My spread is the nations of the earth. And we are breaking out in this conference in the name of Jesus. We have been breaking out, but we are breaking out again in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're spreading to new places in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here tonight? So we're talking about taking the city. Glory to God forevermore. Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was straightly shut up. You know, this scripture has always fascinated me. Because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Straightly shut up. Can we go back to verse 1? Because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Glory to God. See friends, the systems of this world have shut themselves up. But it's a sacrifice that opened them up. Are you here somebody? It was straightly shut up. It was tight. No way out. No way in, no way out. It was blocked naturally. I mean, perfectly sealed. No way that you can break out into this thing. Because of the children of Israel. Do you know that the systems of the world are shut up in fear of you? And what you will do with that influence. Oh, but that devil is a liar. It's shut up, but we're breaking in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's shut up, but we have broken in the name of Jesus. It's shut up, but we have broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. It knows what you're going to do with that influence. It knows you're not going to squander it. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, can you imagine if one of our brethren was chief of army staff today with a knowledge of the covenant? Oh, are you here, somebody? They will have their way, regardless of who is in government, because of what they know. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Can you imagine if one of us here today was handling a corporation, praise the name of the Lord, that employed 100,000 people? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? Because I discovered that too many people, that's why these kind of teachings are good. Too many people get confused and stop when they see small money. $1 billion, they stop coming to church. $1 billion is small money. You hear Rev talking about chopper. Chopper must have landing pad. It must have a resting place. It must have a hangar. Hangars cost money. Every second that is parked is thousands of dollars going. So what is $1 billion? It's going to go like that. With a sniff. Are you here, somebody? I know you're well taught, but I'll say it again. Don't sit down here and say, you're talking $1 billion and me, I need a pair of shoes. Forget that. You already have your shoes. I said, you already have your shoes. Matthew 6:33 talks about basic needs and talked about the things the Gentiles have. Forget about your food. Your daily provision is taken care. The reason why you're still on daily ration level is not because you're not stepped into kingdom affairs yet. Kingdom, daily ration? Have you not heard that no soldier, apart from Nigerian soldiers, but in the name of Jesus, is soon changing, goes to warfare at their own charges? They're the ones that buy boot and buy bullet, and they give them five bullet to five fight. But it's changing in Jesus' name. No soldier goes to warfare at his own cost. One day in those days, many years ago, I was slapping around Lekki. That time the American embassy was there around that lagoon. And I walked in there because I wanted to catch vision. America vision. And I saw one huge GMC truck pass with US Marines. One just looked at me like this with crooked. I just said, hey, Baba, he don't slay me. I'm intimidated. In fact, I'm a worm. The way the guy just looked at me with his tattoo, his crooked. Just looked at me like this. I said, hey! But that Marine, everything is paid for by the US government. No soldier goes to what his own charges. And you know, you are that soldier he's talking about. You are that one who, forget about collar and pulpit. Your pulpit is your place. Your place is wherever you are now. Those cities you're conquering, that's your place. Do you know that you can be a CEO, you can be a corporate person making money, but do you know that money you're making is not your pay? Your pay is what God will give you. You're just there. They're paying you there. You're just there. Some of you, you're just there to understand the system and go and start your own. Some of you, you're there to take over that place you are. It depends on what God has told you. Are you here, somebody? It's not your pay. Oh, glory to God forevermore. I don't care how much it is. It's not your pay. If you start seeing your pay as your pay, you're stepped down from who you are. Your pay is your divine mission in that place, your platform in that place, and what you use your pay to do, the pay they give you there to do, that's what will move, tap you into your real pay that comes from God. Are you here, somebody? You don't go to warfare at your own charges. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. So he said it was all shut up. Nobody could go in and nobody could come out. Verse 2. I know we know this, but I'll say it again. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see. Say sight. You know, that's the primary prayer that Paul prayed for all the churches. He didn't pray for them to have health. He didn't pray for them to have this or that or the other. He prayed for them to see what Christ has done for them. Because when you see what Christ has done for you, the health will come into your hands. I'm talking about the manifestation of it. The wealth will come into your hands. He says, see, I have given. So we say, the city is ours, right? I have given into thine hand, Jericho. Friends, is a basic obstacle we must cross. The first thing in taking your city, you must see that it is yours already. Oh, hallelujah. I know it has been said, oh, but I'll say it again. Say, see that it is mine. I must see that it is mine. Somebody say, I see. Say, I see. Say by faith. I say, I see. It is mine. Not going to be mine. It's mine. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho. Praise the name of the Lord. See, this guy did, God did not sit down, a bunch of ex-slaves, he did not sit down and tell them, well, you know, I'm even going to give you, he could have done, I'm going to give you wisdom for the most strategic military hardware interventions. I'm going to give you some strategic wisdom concerning how you can put together some kind of arms that the walls of Jericho cannot stand. You know, he could have done that. I said, he could have done that. After all, who was that king of Judah? He gave wisdom to make some kind of witty inventions, catapults and kind of things that had never been invented, instruments of war. You could have done that. But here he's telling us how to take cities. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, see, I have given into your hand Jericho and the king thereof. Look at this. Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. He was very specific about it. I have given into your hand Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't mind to say it. Glory to the name of the Lord. God has given into my hand Joss, given to my hand Plateau State, given to my hand the governor, given to my hand all the people of influence in that city and state. And it is what I say that takes place there. Oh, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you can keep extending that and expanding that as far as you want to take it. Are you here, somebody? Now look at this. Sight, understanding. The primary or core thing we must understand, like has been said over and over again, we must understand what is the primary thing God wants us to understand as New Testament believers and see. We must see that these cities are given to us because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We must keep before our eyes that sacrifice. You know, it was a substitution. He took our place. Are you here, somebody? So we might enter into this divine privilege. Glory to the name of the Lord. So because of this substitutionary sacrifice, we must see that is the basis. Psalm 11 verse 3 said, if the foundations be removed, what shall the righteous man do? This is so core. This is so foundational. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? That the reason why this thing has fallen into my hands and the reason why I have the right to audacity, like Rev taught us in the morning, to see this thing in our hand. Are you here, somebody? Is because of that substitutionary sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Oh, we must meditate on it and meditate on it and meditate on it. We can never over meditate on it. First, go to the sacrifice. First, go to the sacrifice. First, go to the sacrifice. Are you here, somebody? And see it. Glory to the name of the Lord. Now the Holy Spirit will paint the pictures in your spirit through different scriptures. Glory to God forevermore. I love Jeremiah 31 verse 11. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and delivered him from the hand of he that was stronger than him. Oh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Oh, sin was stronger than me, but I've been delivered from sin. Sin has no power over me now. And my sins are forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus. He was stronger than me, but not now. Are you here, somebody? So wealth is not a problem. You see, the strategy is never the first thing. The seeing is the first thing.
Oh, hallelujah.
In fact, that's the first supernatural strategy, because God wins his battles based on supernatural strategies. So the first strategy you need is the seeing. You must see that it's yours because of what Christ has done. No other thing. Forget your surname. Forget about anything else. Forget about in life privileges or lack of them. Forget about anything. The place where God has put you responds to you because of that sacrifice. That must be your mantra. Praise the name of the Lord. I said that must be your mantra. It responds to you because of that sacrifice. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? So see what Christ has done for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See that according to Galatians 3, 13 and 14, he was made a curse for you. Man, that's that thing. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made what? A curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Chai! Are you here, somebody? He absorbed the thing. He took the thing. So there's no curse round about me. That the blessing of Abraham may rest upon me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The primary curse is sin. It has been removed. Now the blessing rests upon me. That's why I'm blessed. Are you here, somebody? Friends, things respond to you like never before. I said, things respond to you like never before. Things respond to you like never before. Doors open to you like never before. We keep that sacrifice before us. That's why this place responds to us. Are you here, somebody? So it makes us, we are no longer beggars. We respect men, but eye service dies here. Jealousy dies here. We honor men, we respect men, but we know that men are not our God. Oh, glory to God forevermore. We lift up our hands, our shoulders in confidence, because we know we have something that's speaking for us. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? So see what Christ has done for you and see, praise the name of the Lord, what the effect of what Christ has done for you is doing in your life right now. See what Christ has done for you and see what the effect of what he has done for you is doing in your life right now. See what Christ has done for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And see what the effect of what he has done for you is doing in your life right now. If there is any work, this is the main work. Every other thing we do, like Rev said in the morning, is we are gathering the spoil. You know we are gatherers, right? We gather the spoil. Praise the name of the Lord. So everything we do with our faith is gathering the spoil. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But see what Christ has done for you. And see the result of what Christ has done for you. In your life. See it as a present day reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Sir, you're not going to see it with one contact. The only way you're going to see it is by total immersion. You know what total immersion is? Joshua 1:8. Day and night. Psalm 1. Day and night. You're working on your job. You're seeing it. This place is mine because of what Christ said. Are you somebody? You're driving. Or you're kekena pepping. Or whatever we call that kekena pepping. For the time being. You're taking whatever, okay, here, you guys use bike. You don't have. You're thinking. You're meditating. It's not a one-time job. It's to be your primary preoccupation. Oh, hallelujah. It's to be your primary mental preoccupation. What Christ has done for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Took your sicknesses and your diseases. That's why this thing's dead in your body. It can't stay here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Took your lack. Listen, without one business idea, without one strategy, I'm not saying those are not, but that these are the things that energize those ideas. If not, those ideas will be dead on arrival. Many good ideas don't make it. Excellent ideas. So before you talk about an idea, you talk about the sacrifice. You talk about the power that comes that energizes it. Energizes the work of your hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I love how Benny Hinn, Pastor Evangelist Benny Hinn said it. He said the cross of Christ is the center of the universe or the throne of the universe. And he said, wherever it is proclaimed, the power of God comes to rest mightily. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Wherever it is proclaimed, the power of God comes to rest mightily, not just in church. Wherever it is proclaimed. Oh, I love a message I heard Rev preach years ago. Yeah, it was C.M. Benway, Peter Venture, about the fact that the gospel being preached is the gospel being proclaimed. So you must preach the gospel to your lack. You must sit down in your house and preach the gospel to your lack. You must have a conversation with your lack. Like Jesus had with lack, it's not yours, with sickness, the way Jesus had a conversation with that tree. Are you here, somebody? Can we just go back to the basics? The tree in Mark 11, it answered Jesus. That's what King James said. It answered him. Now, forgive me, but with my little understanding of grammar, you don't talk about somebody answering you unless you were spoken to. You can't answer me if I didn't speak to you. You can only talk to me if I didn't speak to you. But you can't answer me. For you to answer me, I said something to you. That fig tree said something to Jesus. And man, Jesus was not quiet. Oh, hallelujah. These systems, they'll tell you, you can't enter. You say, I've entered because of the blood of the Lord Jesus. Not I can enter. I have entered because of the blood of Jesus. You'll never be healed. This sickness will never leave your body. I am healed because of that sacrifice. I am favored because of that sacrifice. Like was taught us in the morning, we are not declaring these things because of things that are happening. We're declaring these things because of something that has happened. Jesus has paid that price. Are you here, somebody? He answered it and said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. We proclaim to circumstances, and we are, listen, your primary preaching and teaching, no, preaching ministry, not, is to your circumstances. To tell them and speak grace to them. Grace, grace, what Christ has done. You announce to it what Christ has done because of what Christ has done. I mean, are you here, somebody? You can be a nice and polite person to all men, be gentle to all men when you're outside. But when you are in your room, iron the devil's head with what Christ has done. Then you go out and be gentle. And as you're gentle, they're giving you things in your gentility. But don't be gentle in that your closet speaking God's word to those circumstances. Are you here, somebody? So see what Christ has done for you and see what you have as a result of what Christ has done for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? Then number two, when that is in place, guess what? God also deploys supernatural strategies. Can we look at Joshua chapter 6, starting from verse 3? Thank you, Lord. You see, after he had given the instruction that he should see that Jericho, the king thereof, the mighty men of valor have been put in his hand, then he said, and ye shall compass the city. Oh, hallelujah. All ye men of war, and go round about the city once. I love this. These were men of war now. Are you here, somebody? He called them men of war. But what was their warfare? Not arrows, not bows. Their warfare was doing what God said. All ye shall compass the city. All ye men of war, and go around the city once. Thus shall you do 6 days. Let me just read it through. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7 days shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. What are those instructions, right? We can call that wisdom, right? We can call that strategy, right? And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Let's look at verse 6. Okay, and Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, long and short, he did it. Can we go down to verse 9? And the armed men went before the priests that blew the trumpets, and the rearward, the guys behind, came after the ark, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Let's look at this. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout. You do warfare with divine strategies. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Where's the end of this? Where's the end of this? Thank you, Lord. That's it. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is this. The strategy was not given to them until they saw what God said they should see. Oh, hallelujah. And many people are looking for strategies. Many people are sitting down and, yeah, the strategy is okay. Are you here, somebody? There's nothing wrong with strategy. Honestly, there's nothing wrong. But what I'm trying to say is this. The primary strategy is seeing what Christ has done. As you see what Christ has done, because he is the wisdom of God and the power of God, the strategies for that particular city will come to you. Oh, hallelujah. So sight, see what Christ has done for you and see the results of your life in the light of what Christ has done for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And two, as you see, your heart will be open to receive the strategy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sir, anything God tells you to do as you behold that sacrifice is anointed to take that city. If you say whistle, those will. If you say laugh, begin to laugh. If you say sit down and snore, sit down and snore. It's not the action, it's the mere fact. The issue is, did God say you should do it? There are so many ways you can have told him. Say, now, go and tell these people. Go and fill up these first skins with water. And fill up those pots with wine. And then serve the wine to the governor of the feast. Listen, it could have been any way and anything. What brought the power was the fact that he told them to do it. Oh, hallelujah. See, there's no guesswork here. Oh. Behold the sacrifice and get the strategy. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He'll inspire some things in your heart. It may seem so foolish, but that will be enough to take the city down. Because when God said it, he's anointed to take that city. Oh, glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. Oh, I see some people are going to be doing some extraordinary things, very ordinarily. Extraordinary things, very ordinarily. Because when you do what God says you should do, when the blessing comes to the manifestation, everybody looks at you and think you're smart. But like Reverend Tukula said, you know. You know that he's the one that's smart. When God tells you to do something, no matter how foolish or dumb it is, praise the name of the Lord, it is not the action itself. It's the fact that God said you should do it. It wasn't Naaman's dipping in that pool. It was the fact that God said he should do it. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? And when God says you should do it, it always works. Say it always works. Oh, say things always work around me. Because I get supernatural strategies in the name of the Lord Jesus. So first of all, see what Christ has done. Are you here, somebody? And see the results of your life in the life of what he has in the light of what he has done. And then number two, as you focus on what he has done constantly, he will inspire things in your spirit for you to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is not necessarily what he says that is the issue. The issue is that he said it. I don't know if it makes sense. It's not necessarily what he said, but the fact that he said to do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you here, somebody? Number three. You know this one, I'll say it again. So. Sir, Ma, I know there are all kinds of seeds, but today I'm not talking about sowing your time or your talents. I'm talking about sowing your substance and your money. Are you here, somebody? Because people trade time and talents for substance, money and material things. So when you sow your material things and your money, you know what you're doing? You're already sowing your time and your talents. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So don't go and hide behind that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about seed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said seed. Oh, you'll never outgrow that. I said you'll never outgrow that. In taking cities, this matter of seed must come. Oh. It must come in the mix and the equation somewhere. But we're building our thoughts. Are you here, somebody? I love what Reverend said in the morning. But these are acts of gathering. These are things we do because the city is ours. Are you here, somebody? But is a manifestation of the corresponding action of faith is one of the ways that you gather the spoil that has been given to you. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? I'd like to read this scripture in Romans chapter 9, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God forevermore. He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Sir, ma, if we're going to get done what God needs us to get done on the earth, we can't follow natural timing. I said we can't follow natural timing. Some things are going to have to be sped up. He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I meant it with all of my heart when I said in the morning that not everybody in this place has the time to build something and everything from the scratch. Are you here, somebody? Some things are going to fall upon you. Some things must fall upon you. Some things shall fall upon you. There must be the introduction of divine access and privileges. Oh, hallelujah. For God to be glorified and for you to be advanced. Because a short work will the Lord do upon the earth. Now look at verse 29. except the Lord had left us, the Lord of the Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of rest, had left us a seed. Oh, glory to God. We had been at Sodom, and been made like unto Gomorrah. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah were utterly destroyed. Isn't that right? That means he's saying that a man with a seed cannot end up like that. Oh, hallelujah. Satan cannot do enough in your life to wipe your seed away. God gives seed to the sower. You always have seed to sow. To break you into the next place, you always have seed to sow. To take the cities God has for you. He gives seed to the sower. Question is, are you a sower? Or are you just an eater? Except he had left us a seed. In his mercy, the Lord of rest, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of angel armies, in his mercy, always leaves us a seed to take us to our cities. So every one of you listening to me tonight will always have a seed. You can never be without seed. And anybody that does not share with you about the message of the seed does not want you to take your city. Are you here, somebody? I was asking myself, why is this seed thing so important? I said, because it's God's divine strategy. He said in Genesis 8:22, you know, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, winter and summer, all that shall not cease. Are you here, somebody? But you know, God does not just say something without living it first. When he needed the world to be saved, it's seed time and harvest he deployed. I know many of us have heard it, but it bears repetition. Praise the name of the Lord. Was God a careless sower? You know, I just love the world. I'm going to give my son. And that's it. The motivation for giving his son was the harvest was on his mind. So you have come too late to tell me that sowing a seed towards a desired harvest is covetous. It's a divine tool and law. God did not sow Jesus for nothing. Look at us. All over the world, we're in the billions. And we're increasing every day. He did not sow his son for nothing. Are you here, somebody? Listen, when you're motivated by love, you redeem the principle of or law of seed time and harvest. But a man without a seed can never end up like, a man with a seed can never end up like Sodom and Gomorrah, a wasteland. You can never. Are you here, somebody? There's a particular gentleman, American, and somebody who had a Bible school somewhere in Jos, you know, and we opened the doors of our church, so we were partnering with them. I go teaching their Bible school sometime and everything. After a while, I started having some unease in my spirit. And the unease in my spirit was very simple. You know, I saw that we were parallel lines. I just kept seeing that. Every time I'm with them, I just see we're parallel lines. Lines that will never intersect. And I just knew I had no future. And the day that my convictions were finally manifested was the day they were teaching one time. This American was teaching our church one time. And he said that, this prosperity gospel, these Americans, I mean, I don't know you Nigerians, Africans, you've just taken this American gospel. So right from there, I said, this is the last, let that last be going until Jesus comes. Time. This guy will preach. And it was. I cut off from everything that has to do with them. No strife. I just cut off. Sometimes the man will go visit me, the Nigerian partner will visit me. I say, Duncan, what has happened? Have I offended you? I say, you've not offended me. I just look at him. He said, what is it? It's like you just cut off. I'll just be smiling. Me, I'm a very nice guy. But when it comes to my destiny, I ain't that nice. I just smiling. I say, I can't tell you the truth. If I tell you the truth, you'll be offended. How can I tell you, man of God, that I know in my heart to cut off from you because we're parallel lines? It will never intersect. And I told myself, number one, I feel insulted because don't think that you love Jesus more than me. You want to be coming from America and giving me handouts. You think I don't love Jesus myself. You think I'm so covetous and greedy that I'm not going after Jesus. I'm just going after material benefits per se. Or you think that you want me to every day be coming and then you'll be giving. How much will you even give me? But I've seen for myself in the Word of God, It has ceased to be an American gospel. I may have heard it from an American, but I've seen it in God's word. It's now my gospel. I believe it myself. And it's been working for me for years. So you've come too late. Praise the name of the Lord. I say you come too late for you to appear with your little broke self and be making me look like a superstar after you're gone and spent the whole year going around churches, gathering and begging. You know, we have this mission field in Africa. Look at the children. They need shoes. They need this. They need that. Not here. Not here, sir. It's too late. I've understood that a man with a seed has ceased begging forever. A man with a seed has broken out. So I say it's too late. So I just cut them off. Until today, they're cut off. Amen. Not from heaven, but from... Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I have seed. Say, I sow my seed. The seed and seeds that will keep breaking you out are in your possession. He leaves you seed all the time to advance you to the next place, to help you bring down those cities. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that, you will not have an unproductive day in your life. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So sow your seed. Say, I have seed to sow. And I joyfully sow my seed. Say, my seed breaks me out. Say, my seed causes giants to fall before me. Say, my seed opens the gates of cities. Remember Genesis 22, after Abraham had sown or obeyed God and in giving Isaac, God said, because you have done this, in blessing, I'll bless you and all of that. And he said, your seed shall possess the gate of your enemies. Are you here, somebody? And we know that that seed is Christ. Amen? But you see, the manner in which Christ was given, he was a seed given for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he's the one that legitimizes the law of seed time and harvest. That with your seed, you can turn anything around. With your seed, you can subdue anything. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Guess what, sir? Ma, you are just in the right shape for the next place. You are just in the right shape for the next place. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God has equipped us with supernatural strategies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not only are we poor no more, but we're broke no more. We are hopeless no more. We are helpless no more. See, there's a fragrance coming out of you from Faith Adventure 2019. There are rumors spreading concerning you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your seed and seeds are speaking for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paths are open for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. I said, glory for God to God forevermore. Give me Proverbs 11:11, please. You sow your seed, then don't shut up. Call the city yours. Don't just think it, say it. There's something about saying. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. What blessing is that? You know the way that the blessing comes, it was executed or triggered, is through the release of words. The first words that Adam heard when he became a conscious being was the Lord speaking over him. Be blessed! It entered every fiber of his being. I love how Kelly Copeland said that. By the blessing of the upright, or the words that the upright speaks, that bless the city. The city is exalted. Do you know that the city is literally lifted up by your words? Glory to the name of the Lord. It is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So you know it is mouth and tongue and words he's speaking about in this scripture. It's overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Oh, but we are the righteous. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We carry the blessing in our mouths. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? So say it. The city is mine. Oh, don't feel it. Just say it. Somebody say, I don't feel it. Say it. Oh, the city is mine in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, you're breaking forth into your desires in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're breaking forth into the fulfillment of your greatest desires. I say you're breaking forth into the fulfillment of your greatest desires. The city is yours in the name of Jesus. Hey, long awaited desires are falling into your hands. Say, the time is now, the time is now, the time is now. Put it off no more. The time is now for those desires to be manifested. Are you here, somebody? The time is now. I said, the time is now. I said, the time is now. I said, the time is now. According to Matthew 12:37, the powers of inclusion and exclusion are in your mouth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. By thy words thou shalt be justified. You confess this. The first justification is the confession that admits Jesus, that you receive what Christ has done for you. You're justified and made righteous. Are you here, somebody? And the fruits of that righteousness are propelled the same way by the confession of your mouth. You shall be. Shall is the highest word of authority in English language. Justified. And by thy words thou shalt be condemned. I like saying it this way. By thy words you shall be included. By thy words you shall be excluded. The city is mine. Somebody said, if everybody is saying Boko belongs to me, Nigeria belongs to me, isn't that a controversy? It's not a controversy. You're taking your share. I said you're taking your share. And you're taking the share of the ones that refuse to say it. Mm-hmm. I said, mm-hmm. So if I were you, I would say it. How much does it cost to say it? How much, if they ask you to run from here to Makurdi, you will attempt it. If they tell you that something will happen at the end of it, that will bless you. But he has not asked you to run from here to Makurdi. He has asked you to open your mouth and say, the city is mine. The city has fallen into my hands. It's in my hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I postpone my desire no more. It's in my hands right now. The money is here. The car is here. The influence is here. The affluence is here. Those things are no longer dreams in my heart. All of a sudden, the place is too narrow for me because they're everywhere around about me in the name of the Lord Jesus. I clothe myself with my desires. That place is too small for you. It's a divine instruction I came to speak to you. It's too small for you. Break into the next place, sir. Enter the next place, ma. Run into it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Charge into the next place, seeing what Christ has done for you. Charge into the next place with your seed in your hand. Charge into the next place. Praise the name of the Lord. With the divine strategies God has given you, charge into the next place with these words in your lips. Jesus, your faithful high priest, is waiting to collect your words and execute them. This Jesus who died for you, who loved you from the foundation of this earth, who loved you even when you did not know you needed to be loved by him, who gave himself for you, who fleshed out himself in time to do what he had done in eternity, giving himself as a lamb slain from the foundations of this earth. This Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord, that came to this earth, died for you, was buried for you, was raised for you, became a curse so you could be blessed. Are you here, somebody? This Jesus that was ostracized from the presence of the Father so you could be included there. This Jesus that took upon himself your wahala, your sin, and has declared you righteous. This Jesus is still serving you today as your intercessor, as your high priest, as your advocate, as the one who collects your words spoken and gives you the cities he has ordained for you. Say, the city is mine, sir. Sama, I feel in my spirit. Those days of waiting are over. Oh. No more postponing. Jump into it. Run into it. Get into it in the name of the Lord Jesus. The very desires that are in your heart, it's time for them to be birthed in the name of Jesus. This is the time. This is the hour. The time is now. And the city is yours in the name of Jesus. There's something about saying, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in his heart that those things that he continues to say, is present continuous tense, saith. Not that he says one time. He continues to say it. He continues to say it. I love being rest meetings because he will make me say the billions flow. When I see him, I just keep, my testimony for billions flow is strengthened. But shall continue to say, that those things which he continues, but shall believe that those things which he continues to say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he continues to say. Very important. Not that he says one time. You must continue to say it. In season, out of season. Look like it, does not look like it. Thank God. It was dealt with in the session in the morning by Rev. You continue to say it. Sama, the time for the desire has come. Ready or not, he has fallen upon you. He's already ready for you. It's too late. It has fallen upon you. Shall continue to say, the billions flow in my hand. When Saul left the company of Samuel, told him in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 7, shall come to pass when all of these signs shall be fulfilled, that you shall do according to what? As occasion serve you. There's some auto rabaste kelebe. Arabos obon de kelebele kustaba. There will come from inside of you, as it were, rivers of living water. Eruptions and outbursts of the Holy Ghost. Things will come to your heart to do. Don't be afraid, because when it comes to your heart, you will know it is the Lord. Don't even want to say, ah, no, you will know it is the Lord. And when you step out and do it, miracles will break forth. You will leave this place and you do as occasion serve you. That means God will give you tailor-made impressions for tailor-made cities. It will fit like a hand in a glove. And the things that men have been staggering at will fall easily into your hands. The time is here. The time is now. This is a different faith adventure. I dare to say it by what I sense. You are leaving this place and you are breaking forth. Sato horobosakata. You are leaving this place and you are breaking forth. Some of you are already beginning to break forth from this place. Impressions of the Holy Ghost will rise up in your spirit. Some of you in your business, your job, they will come as it were eruptions of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will noise himself from inside of you. And there will be an urgency for you to do this and do that. Or don't do this and don't do that. As you do it, things will just line in place. Things will just fall in place. Things and systems will shift on your behalf. And you will know it's not by power, not by might. It's by the Spirit of God. And you'll give him all the glory. You will keep enjoying the blessing. You are not leaving this place ordinary. You are not leaving this place ordinary. The things that have subdued you will now bow to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you don't need another gospel. You need to be reinforced in this that you know. And go forth with new confidence in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I see many people here doing extraordinary, what men call extraordinary things, extraordinary feats with ordinariness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see you doing great, mighty things in the financial world. Mighty things in the world and sphere that God has given you. Mighty things. I see cities tumbling before you. You're doing great things with minimum effort. And you're wondering, is this not me? Is this not me? No, but something has changed. Something in your heart has changed. So something around you has changed. Glory, somebody shout glory to God tonight. Somebody shout glory to God tonight. Glory! Because something has changed. Same situation, but different you. Faith has been united in your spirit. Now you go, not like the same person you were before. Now you go in a different ability. Now you go in a different might. Now things are bowing down before you. Now things that seem so difficult suddenly become easy. Now you suddenly see the answer. You say, why didn't I think about that all the time? But something shifted in you and wisdom dropped in your spirit. It was there all along waiting for something to shift in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You go and do as occasion serve you. You will not scratch your hand. It is not a concretized answer. There are principles that you follow. But these principles usher you into a divine flow. A divine flow of the Holy Ghost. And at that occasion, you will have instructions that will fit you. And you will take your cities. I see you 10 times more. I dare to see you 100 times more. In fact, I dare to see you 1,000 times more. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks. Lift up those hands to heaven and give the Lord the greatest shout of praise you can tonight. Glory!
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard. And we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it. Because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.